With any measure of clarity, you know that four young men from Liverpool came onto the stage of the music world and took it by storm. They were called the Beatles. And there wasn't a country in the world that weren't aware of them. And wherever they went, they were recognized. And whenever they arrived at an airport, you could be sure that there were crowds there meeting with them. No doubt about it, that as far as a certain section of the music world was concerned, they made a great impact upon them. Within the last 5 years, a young West Indian cricketer has come onto the scene, and he's taken the cricket fraternity by storm. His name is Brian Lara. He's broken all previous records. He struck terror into the hearts of all the test bowlers in all the countries that have test teams. Again, as far as the world of cricket is concerned, there is no place in the world that doesn't know with a certain amount of awe and fear the name of that young, small man called Brian Lara. Go back earlier in this century, and out of obscurity, there came a man called Hardy Ames. He was obviously talented and gifted as a designer. And in the world of fashion and design, he made a great impact very shortly. And it is something that continued over many years. He came to the point whereby he was designer for part of the attire of the royal household. And wherever you were to meet in the world of fashion and would speak of the name of Hardy Ames, they knew exactly who it is that you were talking about. Such was the mark and the impact that he made upon that particular concern in this world. But all those people fade into oblivion. When you begin to think of the impact that the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ has had upon this world, the world of time has been divided in two because Christ was born. Before he was born was known as B.C. and since A.D. And so the world is divided in that sense, simply because he was born in Bethlehem's manger. What an impact. The world has never been the same since Christ was born. And he made an impact not on a particular section of society. He made an impact upon society as a whole. And we know that is true because the scripture record concerning Christ's birth and the impact that he made when he was born makes that abundantly clear to us. You know that the wise men were concerned to seek out this Lord Jesus Christ. They'd heard that he was born. They'd seen the star in the east. They'd come to worship him. You know, don't you, if you've heard anyone preach or if you've done any reading, that the wise men were called the Magi. They were the astronomers of their day and generation. Because of that, they were considered to be among the educated, among the intellectual. They would have been the scientifically minded of their day and age. But this Christ had an impact upon them. The impact was such that they couldn't rest until they sought him out whom they'd heard about, until they had found him, until they had bowed before him and worshipped him and given to him those gifts that we know to be gold and frankincense and myrrh. And you know what happened to them has happened to the world of the intellectual ever since. Able people have been influenced by the Lord Jesus Christ and have come to put their personal trust in him. And have been able to testify concerning his grace, the forgiveness that they've received from him for all their sin. They've been able to tell that they've received from him life everlasting. It was said in the University of London before the Second World War that a series of lectures were given. And the lectures were given about those intellectuals that had an impact upon the world in their day and generation. And it's factually true that one of those lectures were given of Saul of Tarsus, Paul the Apostle, this great philosopher, this man that had been privileged to sit at the feet of Gamaliel, this man with a giant intellect, whose acumen was so great it would have been difficult to have been able to compute it. And yet, this man met up with Christ. Christ changed his life. He was spoken of as someone that had been converted. He knew his sins forgiven. He knew peace with God. His whole life was turned about. He was made new. And he became Paul the Apostle. He became the great preacher and the great teacher. Such was the impact of a lasting nature that Christ had upon him. And Christ drew him until Paul knew him. And you know, we could spend time and we could go on. One of the greatest philosophers of the 18th century lived the other side of the Atlantic. His name was Jonathan Edwards, a man with a massive intellect. Came to be known and is still known as the greatest Christian philosopher ever. His writings are considered to be a standard work on whatever subject he wrote on. A Christian man who came to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And Christ took up all his gifts and used them in the work of the gospel. And he was able to testify freely in whom he had believed. And he was able to say of Jesus that there was none like him and none to be compared with him. This is the impact that Christ had then and still has now upon the able, upon the intellectuals, upon the scientifically minded of every day and age and generation. So we must not think that people don't believe upon Christ because of their ability. They don't believe upon Christ because of their darkness, because they are blinded by the God of this world. And only Christ can remove that blindness and give sight. It is only Christ that can make anyone new and give light, spiritual light, to the understanding. But then when you read the gospel stories, you read the wonderful story of those simple shepherds. And they are at the other end of the spectrum. They are ordinary workmen, more like me and possibly more like some of you. They were the people who did the ordinary tasks of the day. They would be many in number if you were to have numbered them. And they too were influenced by the Lord Jesus Christ. And one of the things that is said about the shepherd, some of the writers suggest that they worked in an industry that was notorious for thieves. Notorious for thieves because their work always kept them on the move. They would be in one place for a short while, and they'd use up the pasture and they'd move on. And they'd be there for a short while, and they'd use up the pasture, and they'd move on again. And because of this nomadic part to their daily life, they were light-fingered. They could take and they could go. They were lawbreakers. Because the Ten Commandments says, you mustn't steal. Thou shalt not steal. Your car is yours. I've no right to it. The possession in my home is mine. You've got no right to it. But they did that, and they were lawbreakers. But you know, if we are not shepherd-like in our occupation, we are shepherd-like in our nature. Because we too have broken the law of God. We've borne false witness. We've coveted. We've not loved God with all our heart and mind and soul and strength. We've not loved our neighbor as ourselves. We've not remembered the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Who of us could read the Ten Commandments and say that we've kept every one of them every day of our lives? No one. Ah, we are shepherd-like by nature. We are lawbreakers. What can be done for a lawbreaker? Well, what was done for the shepherds? I tell you what God did for the shepherds. He sent them his son. And they heard that great message about him. And we know that the message they heard affected them. And we know that becoming affected by that message, they were concerned to tell others about this Christ that they'd met up with. And we're told in the story that they went to others. They began to tell them about this Jesus. Only they who know Jesus really tell about him. Others have got nothing to tell. Others don't know how to tell. But when a man or a woman meets up with Christ, and Christ becomes their Lord and their Savior, and he becomes the one whom they love and desire to worship and to serve, they are able to go to tell others about this same Jesus. The scientists were affected. The ordinary men and women were affected. My friend, has your life been affected by the Lord Jesus Christ? Does he mean anything to you other than a name in history? Have you come to understand you need him? Have you ever come and put your trust in him? No one has ever had such an impact upon this world as Jesus has and still has. But you know, it wasn't only the intellectuals. It wasn't only the workmen. But you know, those that were devout, religiously were affected by him. And the Gospel of Luke tells us of a man and a woman and how they were greatly affected by the news of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ladies first, think of Anna, the prophetess. What is said about her is this: she gave thanks to the Lord and spoke about him to all those who looked for salvation. Anna lived her life as a widow for many years within the precincts of the temple, a worshipper of God. But central to all her worship and preeminent in all her worship was one person, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Savior. And she thanked God for him. That simply means she knew that God had sent him. And she was ever thankful to God for sending him. Why? Well, because she knew this Lord Jesus Christ as her Savior. And those who know this Lord Jesus Christ as Savior ever turn to give thanks to God for him. Again, that's something that the Apostle Paul did when he was a mature Christian man. Thanks be to God, he said, for this unspeakable gift. What did he mean unspeakable? Great as he was, couldn't find words that were adequate to describe the wonder of this great and wonderful gift of Jesus Christ and of life eternal in him. Young people, older people, we all hope to receive gifts next Wednesday, and we'll be thankful for them. But as was told the boys and girls this afternoon, nothing compared with the great gift of God. That gift that you can't begin to describe because it's so wonderful. A woman was once told in the Old Testament to go somewhere to see some things that were wonderful. And she was told they were wonderful, and she went. And when she went, she says, well, she said, the half has not been told me. It's much better. It's much more wonderful than what I was told about it. It surpasses anything that I've heard before about this. And you see, that's always the story concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. However wonderful he's put before you, in simplicity, briefly as we are doing it tonight, my friends, it's not half the story. I can't begin to find words because I'm so limited in trying to tell you about this Jesus. But if by the grace of God you come to him, and we urge you to do so tonight, I say to you that with this widow Anna, you too will want to turn to God, and you'll want to thank God as she did, and you'll want to tell others about him and about the wonderful salvation that he came into the world to purchase by his death upon the cross. But there was that devout aged man, that wonderful story told of Simeon of old, who was waiting, who had heard that God was going to send his son, waiting patiently for him to arrive. And the day came when he did arrive. He came into the temple, and Simeon was there. And the story is dramatic without trying to make it dramatic. We're told that Simeon took the child up in his arms. He took him up and he looked at him. And he could see this was the Christ child. And he said to God, let your servant depart in peace now, he says. My very eyes have seen the salvation that you have promised of old. I'll go in peace now, he says. I've seen, I've embraced not only physically, but I've embraced by faith the Jesus whom you have sent. And he says, I can go in peace. Knowing peace with God, knowing the peace of God. Knowing peace that comes when your sins are forgiven, when you are rightly related to God, when you know him to be your God and your Savior. Surely, these people can't be wrong, can they? Their experience must be right, mustn't it? The Bible records the account. History has borne testimony to it throughout the years. And here are we tonight, able to meditate and to think for this short time upon it. RDMEs, the Beatles, Brian Lara, impact they made, no doubt. But it pales into insignificance when you think of the impact of the Lord Jesus Christ upon the lives of men and women throughout this world. What is it about these people that we've been thinking about? They are so different in one way and so much alike in the other way. What is it that makes them alike? I tell you, they all had one common need. They needed a Savior because they were all sinners. The Savior that they needed, God sent. He's the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. And they came to this Jesus and found him to be a Savior to them, satisfying their lives completely, dealing with their sin, rightly relating them to God and being all things to them throughout their lives. My friends, he'll be that and more to you if you come to him tonight and if you put your trust in him this evening. Do you know how the Bible puts it? Now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. Do you know how the wisdom of God puts it? Don't boast about tomorrow, because we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. This is the Savior. This is the one that the church must preach and testify to throughout the whole year. We're glad to do it and to share it with you tonight. Think upon these things. If we can help you, we would be delighted to. If we could talk to you, we would consider it to be a privilege. But may God bless to us these very wonderful, but these very simple things, and cause them to bear benefit and blessing and joy everlasting to our lives. Not only for Christmas. Have you seen those notices on the backs of cars? A dog isn't for Christmas, it's for all the year. Can I put it to you like this? Christmas is to be forever. Because Jesus is Christmas. Take him out, you've nothing left. That's why it's like that in the world. They've removed the Christ. We are putting him in his right place. We want to share him with you. And we pray God will make him such a blessing to you that you'll remember this Christmas of 1996 as the Christmas when the Christ of Christmas became you a Savior, and that you, through him, was made to rejoice forever and forever. May God bless some of these simple things to us each one tonight. And unto God be all the glory and the praise, for his name's sake. Amen. Amen.